This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Both Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez claimed victory after the Election Commission announced the incumbent had won a third time, but the challenger claimed the results were tainted, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The country's Electoral Authority, or CNE, said Maduro had won a third six-year term with 51% of the vote. The Election Authority said Gonzalez won 44%. But opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said Gonzalez had secured 70% of the vote and that multiple independent exit polls and quick counts decisively showed his victory. Edison Research, known for its polling of U.S. elections, had predicted an exit poll that Gonzalez would win 65% of the vote, while Maduro would win 31%. Local firm MegaAnalysis predicted a 65% vote for Gonzalez and just under 14% for Maduro.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Caracas on Monday to express their discontent with Maduro's recent victory in the presidential election. Men and women of all ages, including many teenagers, burned barricades, blocked roads, and banged pots and pans in various neighborhoods, accusing Maduro of fraud. Riot police were deployed to face protesters shooting tear gas at them. British police say two children have died and 11 people injured in a stabbing in northwest England. Merseyside police said a 17-year-old boy was arrested and a knife seized after the bloody attack on Monday in Southport, a seaside town near Liverpool. Police say the attack happened at a community center where a Taylor Swift-themed dance and yoga event for primary school-aged children was held. This is VOA News. More than 10,000 people have been affected by floods in Sudan's eastern city of Kassala, according to the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office, Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The UN said on Monday that most of the affected are internally displaced people from Sennar State and that several people were killed. The flooding hit on Friday and came as a surprise, says this displaced Sudanese man who did not give a name. He says he's now on the street with no place to stay. A war between Sudan's armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces has displaced millions of Sudanese, both inside and outside the country.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Dozens of Wagner mercenaries were killed by militants and rebels over the weekend in northern Mali in what one analyst described on Monday as the largest battleground blow to the shadowy Russian group in years. At least two others were taken captive. The Sahel specialist, who says he counted bodies in a video of the aftermath, estimates at least 50 Wagner fighters were killed in an Al-Qaeda ambush along the border with Algeria. Wagner confirmed that some of its fighters as well as Malian troops were killed in a battle with hundreds of militants. The U.S. Midwest state of Iowa enforced a ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy on Monday, becoming the 22nd state to impose broad restrictions on ending pregnancies since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned federal abortion rights in 2022. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner has more.
Reuters spoke to women in the state capital of Des Moines about the new law. Several said they were opposed.
I think that it is something that really is not what the people here want.
Nobody should tell a woman what she can do with her body. It's not up to anybody but themselves to make that choice.
The new Iowa law makes exceptions for rape, incest, and fetal abnormality that a doctor reasonably believes is incompatible with life. But Liz Lenz, co-chair of the Iowa Abortion Access Fund, says those exceptions rarely work in practice.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday vowed a severe response to a deadly strike that killed youths in the annexed Golan Heights. As diplomats race to contain escalation between Israel and Hezbollah, on a visit to the site of the rocket strike which killed 12 children, Netanyahu said, quote, "The state of Israel will not and cannot let this pass. Our response will come and it will be severe." Israel and the U.S. have blamed Hezbollah. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.